Let me begin by setting out what we currently know about the cause of the incident. A large fire broke out at North Hyde substation at 11:30 p.m. on Thursday the 20th of March and was brought under control the following day. Due to the impacts, Heathrow Airport announced at 4:30 a.m. on Friday that it would close until midnight that day. Power was restored to domestic customers in a matter of hours after the operator of the local distribution network, SSEN, redistributed power through other parts of the network. By comparison, Heathrow is one of the country's biggest consumers of electricity. It requires as much power as a small city. What we know is that there was an unprecedented outage and that it wasn't the result of a single point of failure on the electricity transmission or distribution system. The feed from North Hyde substation is one of three supply points to Heathrow, and the fire caused exceptional damage that took the whole substation out of service. The other supply points continued supplying to Heathrow Airport throughout the incident. Heathrow's view was that this supply was insufficient to ensure the safe and secure ongoing operation of all systems across the whole airport. It proceeded to reconfigure its internal electricity network to enable the resumption of full operations utilising the two other external supply points. This required hundreds of systems to be safely powered down and then safely powered up with extensive testing. The airport has a range of backup generators and uninterruptible power supplies, including diesel generators, to provide power to essential systems to enable them to safely land planes. These backup systems ensured safety and security systems and protocols were maintained at all times, but they were never designed to support full operation of the whole airport. By 12:30 on Friday afternoon, Heathrow began restarting systems to ensure they were safely operating. By 4 p.m, the airport was 100% confident that all systems were safely operating across the whole network and announced that some flights would be able to restart that day. The first flights from about 6 p.m. were so-called positioning flights, which were to get aircraft and crew to the right places to resume normal operations the following day. This was then followed by flights diverted to UK and non-UK airports to allow passengers to be repatriated and a small number of outbound long-haul flights. Mr. Speaker, since Saturday, Heathrow has been fully operational with over 250,000 passengers able to fly to and from the airport on Saturday. Due to knock-on impacts of the event, there continued to be some delays and cancellations over the weekend. Overall, the impact of Heathrow's closure led to over 1,300 flights and more than 200,000 passengers having their flights cancelled or diverted on Friday, and a further 110 cancelled on Saturday. The government is acutely aware of the need to ensure that passengers are well looked after and their consumer rights are protected. This is why UK law ensures that airlines must provide passengers with a refund within 7 days or to be rerouted to their destination under the same conditions. We are closely monitoring to ensure that passengers are properly supported. To support the recovery, my department temporarily lifted restrictions on overnight flights to ease congestion. Heathrow and Airlines also added extra capacity into the system to help affected passengers. We also allowed rail tickets to be used flexibly to help passengers who were not able to use their original tickets. Mr. Speaker, regarding the cause of the fire, the Metropolitan Police confirmed that the fire is not believed to be suspicious. However, due to the location of the substation and the impact this incident has had on critical national infrastructure, the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command are leading our inquiries into this matter. This is due to the specialist resource and capabilities within that command, which can assist in progressing this investigation at pace to help minimise disruption and identify the cause. It would not be appropriate to comment further whilst these investigations continue, but we will, of course, update the House once it is appropriate to do so. Mr Speaker, whilst it is positive that electricity supplies were restored quickly, there will of course be learnings to ensure we avoid such incidents from reoccurring. That is why on Saturday, my right honourable friend, the Energy Secretary, working with Ofgem, commissioned the independent National Energy Systems Operator, NESO, to urgently investigate this incident. The review will also seek to understand any wider lessons to be learned for energy resilience for critical national infrastructure. NESO have been asked to report back to DESNZ with initial findings within 6 weeks. In addition, Heathrow has asked Ruth Kelly, former Secretary of State for Transport and an independent member of Heathrow's board, to undertake a review of its internal resilience. The Kelly review will analyse the robustness and execution of Heathrow's crisis management plans, the airport's response, and how it recovered the operation. While colleagues across the House will appreciate that we do not yet know everything there is to know about this incident, I will try to answer questions from honourable members with as much detail as possible based on the latest information I have at my disposal. I commend this statement to the House.
Shall the Secretary of State, Gareth Bale.
Thank you, Mr Speaker, and I would like to thank the Secretary of State for her statement and for advance sight of it. I would also like to join her in extending my gratitude to the firefighters who responded so swiftly to this incident, and I would like to extend my sympathies to everybody affected by the disruption and to place on record my thanks to all those at Heathrow who worked diligently to ensure that the airport came back online over the weekend. Mr Speaker, the loss of power in the Heathrow area caused significant disruption for thousands of travellers and countless businesses. Heathrow Airport, one of the world's busiest airports and Europe's busiest air hub, was scheduled to handle 1,351 flights on Friday, carrying up to 291,000 passengers. However, as we know, the fire at a nearby electrical substation forced planes to be diverted to other airports, with many long-haul flights returning to their points of departure. The financial cost of this shutdown to the airline industry is expected to be to total tens of millions of pounds, with significant question marks over the airport's possible vulnerability to further disruption in the future. Before we discuss the specifics of the incident, I would like to ask the Secretary of State to confirm that she will remain engaged with Heathrow, the airlines and other key stakeholders throughout this period to minimise the impact on passengers and the economy. Turning to the government's response, I note that the Secretary of State for Energy, who I'm pleased to see in his place this afternoon, has instructed the National Energy Systems Operator to urgently investigate this incident. It is crucial that NESO's investigation delivers a clear and objective assessment of the incident's circumstances and the UK's broader energy resilience. So I would ask that the government keep the House informed as this investigation develops. I also note that the Secretary of State for Transport will be closely monitoring Heathrow's internal investigation into this incident. She is right to do so. While I trust that she will share any conclusions drawn from the report with the House, I would ask her today to provide the specific assurance that she will indeed do so. Focusing on the details of this incident, it is evident that it raises significant concerns about the resilience of Heathrow Airport and in particular, and critical infrastructure in general. Regarding Heathrow's resilience, important questions are raised about why the airport was dependent on a single electrical substation that proved so vulnerable to an incident of this nature. I understand from media reports and from the Secretary of State's statement this afternoon that whilst two additional substations are capable of powering the airport, doing so would require reconfiguring the power supply structure for all terminals. So I must ask, does the Secretary of State believe that this setup is appropriate for the country's largest airport? Additionally, what assessment has she made regarding the power supply resilience of other major UK airports? With regard to the resilience of our critical national infrastructure, this episode underlines the urgent need to ensure that our critical infrastructure is safeguarded against both accidental incidents and deliberate acts of sabotage by malign actors. The House will recall that when President Putin launched his illegal invasion of Ukraine, global energy markets faced immense disruption, posing the most significant threat to European energy security since the 1970s. Despite this upheaval, Britain's energy prices remained broadly stable, but only because the government of the day took decisive action to protect businesses and households from price spikes as far as possible, but this came at a significant financial cost. However, this event at Heathrow reminds us that true energy security depends not only on price stability, but also on the physical safety of our energy infrastructure. Given the crucial role of airports to our economy, we must remain vigilant. And in light of that, I must ask the Secretary of State what discussions she has had with her right honourable friend, the Energy Secretary, to ensure the energy supply to major airports remains secure. What is the timeline for the Kelly review, and will its findings be made publicly available? Will she engage with colleagues across government departments to assess and mitigate the risks posed by malicious actors who will undoubtedly have taken note of this weekend's events? And finally, Mr. Speaker, what specific steps will she take to strengthen the resilience of our critical national infrastructure?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm grateful to the Honourable Gentleman for the tone of his comments, and let me assure him and other members of this House that I will do everything I can to keep him updated, and I will continue the engagement that I have had with Heathrow since the incident first became known to me. I spoke to the Chief Executive of Heathrow on Friday morning. I spoke again to the Chief Executive of Heathrow today. And if there is anything that my officials can do to assist his front bench in understanding this very serious issue, I would be very willing to facilitate any meetings that he may wish to have. With regard to the internal investigation that London Heathrow Board have commissioned Ruth Kelly to do, as he knows, I have asked to see a copy of that report, and assuming that I have the permission of Heathrow to share it more broadly, then I would be happy to share those contents with him and the House. He asked me about whether I am content and confident with the setup for airport power supplies. I should just say that I'm not going to become an armchair electrical engineer. I do want to see the reports that have been commissioned by the airport and that my honourable friend, the Secretary of State for Energy, has commissioned from NESO. We are also conducting, via the Cabinet Office, a resilience review of critical national infrastructure, and I can assure him that we will be looking at any and all of the issues that this incident raises in those reviews. I did speak with my honourable friend, the Secretary of State for Energy, on Friday evening, and I also assure him that I will continue to engage across government on any of the issues that this incident raises.